Murder indictment handed down. Good morning with your 9 o'clock report for WTUZ News. I'm Joe Geckler. The Tuscarawas County Grand Jury has handed down 6 indictments to 31-year-old Charles Plants of Newcomerstown. The Tuscarawas County prosecutor Ryan Steyer says Plants has been formally charged with murder and attempted murder of his mother, Jane Davis of Newcomerstown, along with 4 additional counts.
Attempted murder and felonious assault with regard to his sister, Cynthia Smith. The other 2 charges are tampering with evidence and obstructing official business.
Plants was arrested back in July for violating his probation. He has been held in the Tuscarawas County Jail on a $1 million bail after murder charges were filed on August 1st. Plants is set to appear before Common Pleas Judge Edward O'Farrell Wednesday for his arraignment. Tonight at the Tuscarawas County Fair, the motocross event is in the grandstand. Fair Board Director Ed Kortman says practice begins at 5 p.m. with racing beginning at 7:30. Kortman adds the motocross event is a popular event with over 120 participants in 2015.
I mean, we was up over 120 riders last year. And it just seems to be growing. And everybody in this area, that's what they like to see. Admission to the motocross is $25 per rider. They each receive plaques in all their divisions. They run anywhere from 5-year-olds in the peewee class up to a senior citizen class at 50 and over.
Tickets for the event can be purchased at the grandstand. After a year of negotiations, Congressman Bill Johnson announced the future of the Polar Express is secure for at least the next 3 years. Johnson comments that the new contract is between Genesee and Wyoming Railroad and the Denison Depot Museum. He says the contract gives the depot permission to lease the rail line for up to 10 days of trips.
Our rail system in Ohio is there for commerce. So how to accommodate a tourism project like the Polar Express and at the same time allow the railroad company to be able to use their railroad and their tracks and their infrastructure to make money, that's a delicate balance.
Museum Director Wendy Zuckel states that the Polar Express trips contribute to 52% of the depot. Budget.
It ensures jobs, it ensures our programs, the carrying of our National Historic Landmark, so it's very important to us. These trips bring visitors from all over Ohio, Kentucky, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, really important to our restaurants here and our hotels, so we're thrilled to death, and I'm optimistic that we'll get another contract after these 3 years.
Spending in tourism from the Polar Express is estimated around $1.5 million. And tickets for the Polar Express are on sale and can be purchased by calling 740-922-6776. The city of Dover is working with a group of local citizens about the possibility of putting an ice rink at the park, and the process has officially started. Member with Building a Winter Dream, Jody Nicholas, states that the project is still in the early stages, and they are working on a potential cost.
We are going to work on grant work. We're also going to work on local support. We'll start to go to like the parades and do different local fundraising, work with our foundations. We have incredible foundations locally that are so supportive.
Park Chair Justin Perkowski comments that the idea for the ice rink was previously suggested on social media.
There's definitely was a positive response on the social media. And the committee that brought this project to us has had success in the past with the playground at the park.
The hopeful timeline for construction to start is in the winter of 2017. Now in sports, Major League Baseball, the Indians welcome in the Royals tonight to begin a 3-game series at Progressive Field. Josh Tomlin gets the ball for the Tribe. First pitch is at 7:10. In your 9 o'clock report brought to you by the Keim Lumber Company, a world of ideas for your home. Stay tuned. Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Stephanie Allison has your Z-Country local forecast coming up.
Let Keim Lumber cut your energy bills and add comfort to your home. September 19th through October 15th, save 10% on Anderson windows and doors. Save on Anderson's Replace, Remodel, Rebuild 400 series. Anderson's E-Series architectural style made easy, and their narrow line double hung conversion kits designed to update existing narrow line windows to tilt sash windows, providing quick and easy installation. Over 50 units on display. Save 5% on cash and carry at Keim Lumber. State Route 557 in Charm or KeimLumber.com.
Morning fog will give way to mostly sunny skies today. Less humid conditions, but a warm high of 85 degrees. Overnight, clear skies, light winds, temperatures fall to the upper 50s near 58 degrees. Look for patchy fog to redevelop overnight to start your Wednesday morning. Mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, a warm high again of 85 degrees. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Stephanie Allison.
For news, weather, and sports anytime, 24 hours a day, visit our website at WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Joe Geckler.